this is going to be another mortgage fraud case.
What's wrong with mortgage fraud case?
They're boring. You stare at paperwork all day.
You stare at prison bars all day.
Are you still playing that card?
Makes me smile.
Why all the craziness?
I don't know. It can't be good.
Peter, Hughes wants to see you right away.
All right. So, that's what it looked like when I was scared.
I don't know. I was working important cases.
What's going on?
The Bureau's missing an agent.
That isn't good.
Yeah, he's an undercover from the D.C. office. We lost contact with him 12 hours ago.
What do you think happened?
Well, could be in trouble, could be laying low. We're not sure.
We need somebody who understands money laundering.
Excuse me, I have an important case to deal with.
This is Agent Mark Costa. He was posing as a drug trafficker looking to clean some dirty cash through this guy, Lao Shen, money launderer out of China. Costa was working him until last night.
According to his last contact, Lao is making a pit stop in New York for 72 hours, and after that he boards a flight to the homeland, and we lose him.
So why are you telling me this?
Nicholas Halden?
Who?
Got the crap, Neil.
We know he's one of your aliases.
You created him to launder cash through that Canary Island scam you ran in 04. Multi-millionaire with a penchant for gambling. Ringing any bells?
I mean, I've heard of him. Are you willing to offer him full immunity?
Don, I don't give a damn what you did 5 years ago. I want to find my agent.
Then what can Nick do to help?
We want you to make contact with Lao using this identity. What do you know about Pai Gao?
I know it sounds delicious. It's a Chinese version of poker played with dominoes. Not really my game.
Make it your game. Lao likes to contact new clients using certain hands or bets. He'll be playing an underground table in Chinatown tomorrow night.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is a dangerous one, Caffrey.
High stakes. I'm in. I asked you to teach me the game. This movie is terrible. Wait. Shh.
Let's take this to the next level. You took it to the next level when you killed my family. Your wager then. $100,000?
I didn't know about Nick Halden.
Surely you can't believe that you won't.
Let's be honest. Nick was not your best work. He's no Steve Tabernacle.
Steve was a good man.
Steve is a good man. Besides, you should be more concerned with what the guy with the ring wants.
I don't know. Still want a lot of stuff in my lifetime.
Maybe Poe's Tamerlane book?
No, sold that a while back. The Tamayo painting.
Not worth all this.
Washington's love letters.
Seriously, I don't even know why you stole that in the first place. Martha? Oh, this is my favorite part.
Too rich for your blood, Li Kang? I believe it is your blood that will make me rich, farmer boy.
Okay, what are they doing right now?
Oh, they're drawing from the wood pile. With these tiles, they make two hands. Wait. Shh, shh.
You just played the death tile.
Death tile?
Well, the movie takes a few liberties.
Then why are we watching it?
It's a cult classic.
Okay, fine. What do you have to do?
Fold above the bank. If I get a better hand than the dealer and then throw it away, Lao knows I'm a prospect.
Okay. Well, ideally you want something like this. These are some of the best tiles you can get. You trash a hand like this, and you're in. It's like folding pocket aces.
All right. Let's practice.
All you have to do is lose. You want to practice losing?
No, I have to win first, then lose.
I thought perhaps you gentlemen might like something to eat.
Oh, thank you.
What you watching?
Tiles of Fire.
Oh, part one?
Part two's up next.
Uh-huh. Don't start without me.
There's a sequel.
Five.
Good news. We put word out Nicholas Halden's in town and looking to do business. Lau's people took the bait. We're sending you in as an investor to his money laundering scheme. Lau's game takes place just off of Mott Street, which means we'll be setting up around the corner.
At Mei Shi Lin restaurant?
Oof, in there. Good dumplings.
And an even better HQ for our purposes. Family that owns a place are trusted CIs for the Bureau. They've had dealings with Lau in the past. We'll monitor the game from the second floor. Look, there's an agent missing in all this. So everyone stay sharp. The FBI is truly grateful for your help, Mr. Tuan.
I just want Lau out of the neighborhood. He's been taking from my business for years. And with my own debt piling up, I can hardly afford to be in his.
I understand.
But I, too, am grateful for your help.
Standard FBI issue.
They were a gift from Elizabeth.
One that keeps on giving.
We tried to make room.
It's perfect.
Apologies. My daughter, Bai.
Hi there. I'm going to need that back, okay? Thank you.
Hey. Lady, where are you?
What do you mean? I just grabbed the...
Do you have a business card?
Do you have business...
Hey. It's okay. It's okay. Ready? Watch this. Ready? One, two, three. Where'd it go?
Wait a second.
Right here. Is it right there?
How silly. There you go.
And every time I see you do that, I check for my wallet. All right. Let's get you suited up. Game starts at 10. Review the building layout.
Camera surveillance, electronic passcode, standard stuff.
Any questions?
Just one. Where did Elizabeth buy those socks? Because Christmas is coming up.
Enough.
There is one small problem.
What?
It's a really nice fake.
It's more concerned with telling us where you are than telling time. You deactivated your anklet 30 seconds ago. Lauren, if you'll do the honors... Be gentle.
Yeah, I've never really been the gentle type.
All right. There's a GSM transmitter inside. It's one way, but we'll be able to hear everything that happens.
Everything?
Lau is dangerous, Neil. We're pulling you the first sign of trouble.
Fine. As long as I don't draw the death tile.
There's a death tile?
He got through.
What happened here?
Lau.
He was in your home.
His men. They came in one night to make sure I would pay.
With a gun?
They fired a bullet 2 inches from my baby's crib while I was still sleeping in it.
Don't feed him after midnight, right?
Young Sing. It's a toast. Drink and win.
I'm Sing. One down. One to go.
Seven. Nice hand.
I'm out.
You could have won.
There are more important things than winning.
Folded on a good hand, Mr.
You know who I am. And you know why I'm here.
For a man of your reputation, Mr. Halden, it took some time for you to find the hand you needed.
Pie guy wasn't my game.
What is your game?
Perhaps we should discuss that in private.
We have time for that. Another hand?
Don't rush him, Neil.
I'm always into one more game.
Peter, we got a problem. NYPD got a tip off. They're about to raid the gang.
The hell tipped them off?
I have no clue.
You're gonna get Neil killed. Or you get me Captain Shattuck of NYPD before they crash this whole thing. With me in 3 minutes, you mobilize backup and tell NYPD to stay the hell out of our way. Where are my damn shoes?
Getting a little tired of being chased, Peter. Call the cops off me.
Where is he, Jones?
He's moving north on that.
Okay, Lau says to let me handle it.
that drink?
No.
Remind me to.
Lau knows why you folded back there. He respects it. Come with me, and you can complete your business.
Is he going to point any more guns at me?
You'll be fine. Trust me.
I made the way.
You getting this, Peter?
He's trying to save the operation.
Looks like they're heading to a hotel off Mulberry. Caffrey doesn't leave Chinatown, and neither do we. Jones, I want two of our guys positioned in the front and rear of the place. Once that's settled, find out what the hell happened back there. Get the NYPD call log for starters. I'm not buying this coincidence at all.
Who is this girl?
That's what you're going to find out.
Where do you want me to start?
Plenty of traffic cams in the area. Have NYPD pull a photo from one of those.
Another all-nighter?
I married a perceptive woman.
I married a predictable man. All right, so no dinner tonight. How about lunch tomorrow?
Sounds great.
What did Neil do now?
Nothing. Yet.
You know, I wouldn't worry too much about him.
He respects you, you know.
I think you're overselling our bond a little bit.
I don't. Good luck.
Nice place. Will Lau be joining us?
He won't be.
And what are we doing here?
He told me to stay the night with you.
There's only one bed.
I wasn't planning on sleeping. Were you? Let me get you a drink.
Only Capri.
Ugh, already seen this one on Cinemax.
I have it.
I should keep an eye on you
until we can arrange another meeting.
So what do we do until then?
Relax. Have a drink.
I'm good for now.
It's not drugged or poisoned. Why don't you just relax? Let's start with this.
What are you doing?
Taking you off the clock.
What happened?
You just lost the transmitter.
Should we go in? No. We got guys on the entrances. We can track Caffrey if he leaves the room.
Assuming he leaves the room.
Hey, that was an expensive...
fake.
I am really tired of guns being pointed at me tonight.
Nicholas Holden isn't the kind of man who would wear a fake watch. Neil Caffrey, on the other hand...
You know who I am?
You've been on our watch list for years.
Could you be more specific? Because I've been on so many, it's kind of hard to keep track.
Interpol.
You know my name, but I don't know yours.
My name is Maylin.
Why is Interpol interfering in an FBI investigation?
It's the other way around.
You called the cops.
And you screwed everything up by impressing Lau with your fancy table tricks. Now I'm stuck with you.
Am I such a bad guy to be stuck with?
If you take Lau, we'll never get to his boss. He's a much bigger fish.
I get it. Turf wars. So why are we here?
You're going to let Lau walk.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but Theo and I are kind of pals lately. I can't flip on them.
You can botch the deal. Besides, if you help me, I'll make sure you get the one thing you want most.
What, new watch?
Kate.
What do you know about Kate?
I know where she is.
So do I. I want the man who's got her.
I can help you with that.
I think I'll take that drink now.
told you wake me if I drifted off.
Come on, boss. You needed a break.
Anything happen?
Nope.
How long have I been out?
About a half an hour.
Okay. Get some rest. I'll take over.
Okay.
What happened to my sock?
I don't know. I was watching the monitor, remember?
Did you steal my sock?
You're a little klepto, aren't you?
Yeah.
You have no idea what I'm saying, do you?
No.
Keep that up, you'll end up like Neil. You don't want that, trust me. He's unreliable. He never listens to you. And he always gets himself into trouble. And it's not like I'm worried about him. I just feel responsible. Anything happens to him, I'll have a lot of paperwork to fill out. Paperwork's a hassle. Neil's a hassle. But then again, that was a neat card trick, huh?
Nice to know I'm appreciated.
I knew you were there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You also know she speaks perfect English.
So weird.
I want my sock back.
You're a bad influence.
How'd you get here?
I caught a lift with one of the G-men you put in front of the hotel.
Told those guys to call me if they saw you.
No, I told them not to bother you. You're a little cranky if you don't get your beauty sleep.
What happened to the watch?
Oh, you must have banged it up during the chase. When did it cut out?
Well, you were in the hotel room.
It's too bad. Guess you missed all the good stuff.
So can she make the meet happen?
She'll contact me with the time and place.
Good. Jones, if you'll do the honors.
Hey, NYPD traced their tip-off on the game to a cell phone registered to a Miss Maylin Wan.
Same girl Caffrey had a sleepover with last night.
You sure about that?
Yeah, that's from a traffic cam a block away at the exact same time the call was placed. A carrier company lists the Hostess Bar on Canal as a place of business.
I want to check it out. I'm curious why Ms. Maylin wants to call the cops on Lau's game. Especially if she wants to keep your deal alive. You got a problem with that?
Let's go.
Looks like our employees are on break right now. Any thoughts on how to approach this one? No? Isn't this the part where you say we should buy them a drink?
I can't go in there. I have to blow my car.
Guess I'll have to show you how it's done. Hello? Agent Burke? FBI, I want to ask you a few questions about one of your co-workers, Ms. Maylin Wan. One at a time, please. Does anyone know where she is right now? Oh, really? Do you know where she lives?
That's the same guy who caught me, right?
That's the guy who caught you twice.
Does anyone speak English? Anyone? You know, okay. All right, thank you. Thanks very much.
So that's how it's done.
Yeah, that's how it's done. It's amazing what someone will say when they don't think that you can speak the language, isn't it? Have a translator meet us at the office. Let's see what they were saying behind the back of the bumbling FBI agent.
Where's your translator?
We'll be here for another hour.
Oh, damn it. All right, let her run. Maybe we can pick up a name at the very least.
Maylin Wan. What? Maylin Wan? Oh, really? What's going on?
Sketch anything?
Not too much.
Yeah.
Or subtitles when you need them.
Someone called you a bad name.
There you are. Sorry about that. We're taking Victor's statement, and I guess you heard your voice. All right, let's go.
Hold on. Got an idea.
The ladies are mean.
I think they're stupid.
Leave that out.
shift. A place called Red Lantern. Where do I know that from?
It could be a club or a restaurant.
Could be a sunburned superhero. It's a waste, Peter. Following Mainland's not getting us any closer to Lau or Costa.
Found it. Red Lantern Exports. Looks like Costa suspected it was a shell company for Lau. That's what he was looking into before he disappeared.
So she had a part-time job at a warehouse. It's an eclectic resume. Still wasting our time. Jones, look up that address for me.
So the results on Malin's facial scan came back?
You got anything?
Nothing. Because it came back restricted.
Restricted? Which means she's either a CI or working for another organization. Run it through the interagency database.
Already did.
She's Interpol.
Oh, you think Neil knows?
Well, he spent 6 hours alone with her in a room. He knows.
Maybe he was keeping his cover. Okay. He knows.
He's playing me.
Well, there's really only one reason why he would keep something from you.
Just one? Okay.
What are you going to do?
That for me.
Don't we need a warrant?
Oh, look at you, law-abiding citizen all of a sudden. I got goosebumps. Agent Koss already filed for one.
But I have my tools.
Well, I got mine.
Saw the Ark of the Covenant back there.
If my face melts, let me know. Neil.
Sign of struggle.
Scuff marks. Looks like someone was dragged right down that way.
What now? Now I wouldn't take you off this case if I could.
No, I wasn't talking about the case.
What did Interpol promise you? Did Maitland promise you, Kate?
What was I supposed to do? She said she could find her.
In exchange for what?
They want Mao to walk.
Do you know why?
They're after his boss.
Mao doesn't have a boss. You know what this is really about? It's about jurisdiction. If they arrest him on Asian soil, they get additional funding from China's government.
Additional funding?
Yeah, $500,000. That's the price of a dead FBI agent. You really think you can believe everything she tells you? We either take down Lau now, or our partnership comes to an end.
We're partners.
You tell me.
Oh, hello, Neil, dear. I was just having a charming conversation with your friend. It has been wonderful to meet you.
Likewise, June. Now that I know you're such a wonderful host, don't be surprised if I stop by again soon.
I keep my eye on that one.
What happened to Costa?
What, no small talk?
I saw a dead FBI agent today. I'm really feeling like small talk.
I'm the reason you found that body.
You expect me to believe you left a breadcrumb trail on purpose?
Your agent deserved a proper burial.
Well, he didn't get one. Was his cover blown?
Lau suspected he was working for a competitor, not a government. You don't believe me?
A pretty good reason not to. You lied to me about why you want Lau.
And
you're letting a murderer go free to curry political favor. If that sits right with you, then maybe I should rethink our arrangement.
I'm just doing my job. And right now, my job is to make sure the FBI can't monitor any of Lau's accounts during your meeting tomorrow. Doesn't matter to me what happens after that. O'Neill. The man who's got Kate. I know who it is.
Ankle it off. Better not break this one. When they scan you for bugs, manually deactivate the transmitter. Press it again, it turns it back on. And you damn well better turn it back on.
I will.
Once you give Lau our account number, we'll be able to scan the dirty money. Between that and the audio from the watch, we'll be able to put this guy away for good.
Anything else?
Yeah. Good luck in there.
Do you have the account number? And you're ready for this?
Ready. Cut the signal.
What's important is when he turns it back on. Keep an eye on the bank account.
I'm going to give you a new account number to use. One the FBI can't trace. 13127871. Got it? Repeat it to me.
I got it.
Relax, Neil. It's almost over.
I apologize for the scene the other night. As you know, you can never be too careful.
I completely understand. I think you'll find this to be the beginning of a very rewarding relationship for both of us.
I hope so. Mei Lin speaks very highly of you, Mr. Holden. The account number, if you please.
13127871.
Any movement on the account?
Nothing.
Come on, Neil.
And just like that, we are partners. We'll contact you in 2 weeks with your money, minus the 10% fee, of course.
Of course. All right, I did what you wanted. Now tell me who has Kate.
Phone that.
Hey, Lau. We never got to finish our game. I'll make it worth your while. An extra 10% if you win.
Very well. Come. Lose your money.
Are you doing that? Oh, I already transferred the money from your account. Doesn't matter what happens now, right?
One more hand and I'll have all of your money. Are you certain you want to go again?
Just to keep things interesting? I watch for yours. Come on, Lau. What's life without a little risk?
Why not?
The signal's back.
What is that?
It sounds like dominoes.
You look worried.
Do I? Yum Sing.
Yum Sing.
Some days, the tiles don't fall the way we want.
Some days they do.
At least I lost my watch to a worthy adversary.
It appears luck was not on your side today.
Profits are 100-fold in business. A victory with the tiles is supremely more satisfying.
The American had no talent.
They rarely do.
The outstanding parcels have been delivered.
And the body?
Disposed of, sir.
Good. A dirty business. The relief of people.
You think good on the radio?
We got him.
He'll be gone for a long time. Lau may as well have confessed in front of a grand jury with the hours of transcript we have on him.
I just want to thank you. Let you know that you are welcome here anytime. Mm-hmm. Neighborhood's better off without Lau.
You know, I think these are the best dumplings I've ever had.
I'll get you some more.
So, are you going to tell me what was on that flash drive?
You're right. It's empty.
Oh, no.
Close your eyes.
Why?
Would you just close them?
Open.
Oh, David Copperfield, she ain't. Shesheni.
What's next, partner?
Don't call me that.
Yeah.
Hello, Neil.
You calling to apologize about the empty flash drive?
That was a necessary precaution.
I had to be careful with something this sensitive.
So you know where it's Kate?
I don't have a name, but I know this. He's FBI.
How do you know? How do you know that? The morning after.